Blog Talk Radio.
Dave on the beat, boy.
Underdog, underdog.
They upset when the underdog is winning. They said I couldn't, but look at me, I did it. Rise and grind, hustle hard on the mission. My hands dirty, can't stop until I finish. They upset when the underdog is winning. They said I couldn't, but look at me, I did it. Rise and grind, hustle hard on the mission. My hands dirty, can't stop until I finish. You see me smile, but inside I'm all savage. Had to make my own lane, pushing through the traffic. Never wait for no handouts, I had to have it. So whoever got the top spot now, I'm about to grab it. This ain't a game, I've been a problem since a young boy. They see me coming and they yell, you better run, boy. Niggas talk shit, but all they do is pop noise. I'm out of respirator, I'll never mention old boy. I've been a beast since Super Nintendo. Survival of this game is mostly mental. Bag after bag, coast after coast. Flexing like a boss while you're doing the most. I got them madder than they bad, cause they ain't me. Locked and loaded, if you bad, nigga, come see me. Came in the game on my own dog, no code D. So it's me versus whoever, fuck cop in a plea. They upset when the underdog is winning. They said I couldn't, but look at me, I did it. Rise and grind, hustle hard on the mission. My hands dirty, can't stop until I finish. They upset when the underdog is winning. They said I couldn't, but look at me, I did it. Rise and grind, hustle hard on the mission. My hands dirty, can't stop until I finish. When people start to hate you, and they ain't got no reason why. Because they so complacent, and they never try. But even if they try, to still wouldn't be enough. Like a Easter suit on the floor, you better hang it up. They see you making moves, now they wanna flick it up. Figure you the missing piece, now they wanna link it up. But I peep game, and I ain't with that bullshit. The foundation is laid, it's time for us to build shit. But these silly niggas claim to run the city, nigga. Get they panties in the bunch, cause they see me winning, nigga. Y'all the problem, crabs in the barrel. Mad cause you ain't popping off, that nigga sterile. I got this shit locked, I'm running out in hip-hop. Why the fuck you think I got a crown tatted on my forearm? I got it on my own, from a wave to a typhoon. Created my own moves, show love to the crew. They upset when the underdog is winning. They said I couldn't, but look at me, I did it. Rise and grind, hustle hard on the mission. My hands dirty, can't stop until I finish. They upset when the underdog is winning. They said I couldn't, but look at me, I did it. Rise and grind, hustle hard on the mission. My hands dirty, can't stop until I finish.
Yo, 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 what's up, and welcome to the Black Trans Empower Hour. I am your host, Mother Man May, and you are listening to Street Smart Radio. It's been a while. Last week I wasn't able to come to y'all because I had some technical difficulties, but Mother is back, and I know you missed me. I came to bring you all of the joy, all of the tea that you have been missing, and give you my grateful or gracious, my great opinion on all the bullshit that's going on in this world today from a Black trans perspective. So once again, you are listening to the Black Trans Empower Hour, and I invite you to call in and share your opinion with me. The number is 215-383-3855. Again, that's 215-383-3855. This is Mother Man May with the Black Trans Empower Hour, and are you ready to get started? So this week, first of all, I want to welcome all my corona virus survivor, my COVID-19 survivors. It's like the Titanic out there. The fucking ship is going down. Bitches is drowning and dying. Bitches is begging to be saved. And our president, which is so hard for me to say that because I can't stand him, our president is kind of not doing what we would think he would be doing at this point. When we talk about 100,000 people dying, that shit right there is like, wow, that's borderline amazing. It's not even borderline, that is amazing. I can't even fathom the thought of 100,000 people dying. You know, they say the flu kills X amount of people and COVID is, you know, doing no different than the flu and all of these crazy things. But as you could tell, like, if you listen to this show week after week, I'm getting, like, more and more scared. Like, I'm that bitch that, like, if you sneeze around me, bitch, I'm ready to cut your throat and see what color you bleed. Like, I'm scared of it. And it's not that so much that I really think that I'm one of the people who won't survive it. It's just that I don't think the chance is, like, bitch, I don't want to take the chance because there are people that are dying that are 30s and 20s and children and all kinds of things going on. And I don't know how much of this shit I'm buying into, how much of it I think is like a flu, and how much I think it's some man-made shit taking bitches out like a war vaccine, because you know, like, okay, like, this is my thing. They've been wearing them face masks in China for a long time. Like, they might have known something was coming in the air. That's one. And for two, the Chinese people actually, well, let me rewind it back up because I'm on a public platform. So let me say that I have been told, and I don't have verification of this, but I have been told that you can Google this actually, that in China you can't have but X amount of boys or X amount of girls or whatever the case may be. And if you have the wrong sex too many times, they will abort your baby before you don't get choices and options. Now, I'm not exactly sure of the breakdown. I can't tell you what the law said, who for out there, where for when, but that's what they say about China. So when you think about a group of a society of people that are willing to kill babies that you have too many of because, bitch, like, okay, bitch, you ain't got but $100,000. You don't make but, you know, X amount of dollars an hour. You make $10 an hour, so, and you got a house and a car and a dog. You can't get three children. You can only get one child at $10 an hour. Well, if you make $15 an hour, then you can get two children. See, that's how they're thinking of it. Like, who the hell gonna pay for them? And I believe since this whole COVID-19, what Trump say, the Chinese virus, that shit started, you know, in China. It's like, in my heart, I'm wondering if China was like, you know what, we got the most people, we overcrowded, drop this shit right here, spread this out, get some people down out of the way so we can make some room in China or around the world. I'm not saying that it's all a conspiracy. I'm just saying, bitch, I don't trust people. I don't trust the government. I don't trust history books. I don't trust nobody that enslaved us and taught us to pray to white Jesus. I just don't trust them people. So whatever's going on, I'm trying to stay covered up and safe in my house and away from it because I don't take no chances. And I don't ever know if the government might be sick of my ass. They might be like, you know what, you over there with that ghost prophet trying to save them black trannies. We sick of your shit. Boom, take this bitch out. You know, get rid of that shit. So I be worried. Like, I be thinking the government be up to conspiracies when it comes to me. Like, they don't like me or something. But I really don't know that. That's just my personal opinion. We should all be afraid of the government because if they want us gone and wiped out and done with, boom, it's done like that. So anyway, getting on, while we're talking about COVID-19, corona, I do want to bring up our first topic, which is about coronavirus, somebody we lost. I want to give a shout out and send love to a friend of mine, to somebody we lost to coronavirus. Her name is Lorena Borges. I hope I'm not Spanish. I hope I'm saying it right. Lorena Borges has recently passed from the being infected with the coronavirus. And I don't know if you've seen the news here in New York. It was a big deal. She was a transgender activist of the Latino community. She was a present-day Sylvia Rivera. She was a very influential person in the activism game when it comes to Latina X. She was in the beginning of that, a founder. She was a big deal around that community, around the Latin and the not the I don't want to say not registered, the illegal or the children looking for the LGBT community looking for their green card and their residency and those things like that. She was able to help them with their personal medical and name changes and just things of that nature, get their green card, get their citizenship and things of that nature. And she was a big loss to the community because not only did she work hard for the community, but she was the kind of person that we were able to depend on. Somebody that gave you her word and kept her word, and she was here for the betterment and empowerment of the whole, you know, trans uplifting. And when I say uplifting, I mean trans of color. She worked specifically with Latin trans women, and you know, one of my roommates, you might not know, one of my roommates is a Latin girl. Her name is Gia, and I don't see as much trans representation. Well, let me say I don't see as much when it comes to Latin and Spanish trans representation worldwide. I see it in New York, but we have a lot of things in New York that they don't necessarily have worldwide. So I have to, you know, remember that when I look at my surrounding and I have to think about Missouri per se, doesn't probably have, may not have a strong Latin trans community. So people like Lorena are very important to what we're doing and what we're trying to prosper in these communities of color, because if we don't have leaders like her, it won't be, we won't rise and we won't shine to our highest potential. So it's, I'm sad to see that we've lost another person, a fighter. And I mean, like, not like, just like a fighter, but not like, just like somebody that was fighting. I mean, somebody that is fighting, that was presently fighting. That was a very sad thing to see. Nate's coming up. Stay tuned. Don't go nowhere. We got Amira O, Hard Knock. Stay tuned. Man-Made Radio, Black Trans Empower Hour, Street Smart Radio. Stay with us. Keep rocking.
Black sheep standing on my own truth. Mirror O at your dome like a mom's boot. What you want? All I gotta do is call Mook. Then he called Trey. Get the boys bring us all to what the fuck? You thought my reign was over? Listen, it's the queen. They call me the trans over. Yeah, you know why. Hard Knock is on my shoulder. Group full of thugs, best with two hits and one boner. Listen, Mirror O. It's Vixen. Yeah. What the fuck? I'm the shit. Girl, multi-fascinated. Went to school of Hard Knocks. Now I graduated. Fuck the lies. Happy stories is exaggerated. Try to take my good name. Don't want to see me naked. You a fraud. These niggas is retard. These hoes is overrated. Kind of like a lease car. Call me Talibu. I'm gone. Tiger and Sean. Moving like a pawn. Cross a board like a swan. What's the fucking tea? Sipping on a Snapple. Laughing at you hoes. Packing when I travel. And I keep my wool seat like a wool collabal. Couple Mack trucks, nigga. All we do is drag them. Said you don't know, nigga, now we do. Like my rocks cold, like my furs too. And I keep some pretty queens on your balls blue. Have the cash when you ready, have them call you. Vixen.
Kilo, nigga.
Yeah.
trying to sleep in the club a day. I did follow them with the other way. All of these hoes be in my face. What would he hold the other day? I seen my grandmama pass away. I didn't like school, I didn't graduate. I had to try to have better days. In the streets, I got a good face.
I ain't going back and forth, no nigga about no bitch.
I ain't going back and forth.
I ain't gonna hate on no nigga on his shit.
I ain't gonna hate.
I'ma stay down in these streets till I'm rich.
I did follow them with the other way. All of these hoes be in my face. What would he hold the other day? I seen my grandmama pass away. I didn't like school, I didn't graduate. I had to try to have better days. In the streets, I got a good face.
I ain't going back and forth, no nigga about no bitch.
I ain't going back and forth.
I ain't gonna hate on no nigga on his shit.
I ain't gonna hate.
I'ma stay down in these streets till I'm rich.
Why your ass always mad? If I fuck, I never tell on the
bitch. I never tell.
I borrow, need no scale for this shit.
She gon' tell me your every time you make her mad.
She say you like a son, but I'm more like a dad. I been around that magic carpet like a lamb. The shooter still free, his jaw was outstanding. Where you been? Where you been? Bro, you going?
Hey, where you been?
Got my hand, we ain't cool, you know we ain't free. Popping hoes out with my cousin Leroy. Yeah, we cool, but I'm taxing these three. I ain't been sleeping a couple days. I did follow them with the other way. All of these hoes be in my face. What would he hold the other day? I seen my grandmama pass away. I didn't like school, I didn't graduate. I had to try to have better days. In the streets, I got a good face.
I ain't going back and forth, no nigga about no bitch.
I ain't going back and forth.
I ain't gonna hate on no nigga on his shit.
I ain't gonna hate.
I'ma stay down in these streets till I'm rich.
Welcome back to the Black Trans Empower Hour. I am your host, Mother Man May, and you are listening to Street Smart Radio. The call-in number is 215-383-3855. Again, that's 215-383-3855. If you have any questions, comments, or you want to add to any stories that we have on the docket tonight, please feel free to call in and join the conversation. If you agree, disagree, or don't give a damn about my opinion, we would love to hear about it here at Street Smart Radio. And I'm your host, Mother Man May. All right, so I'm moving on to the next door because we really don't have but an hour, and the hour is moving so fast. The next story is a very interesting story, and I want to start out by saying, first of all, I am personally not commenting anything personal on this story. I have an opinion, but as I tell you the story, you'll see why I'm scared to tell it. So this is what the deal is, right? So maybe you haven't heard, but Floyd Mayweather's ex-wife is dead. Her name is Josie Harris. She was on this show called, I believe it was Swags or Hollywood Wives or Rich Assholes Who Married Football Athletes and stuff. She was actually on there with R. Kelly wife, and they was, can't remember if they were friends or whatever. But her name was Josie Harris, and she is dead. Now, here's where it gets funny. The part is, thing is, Not only is she dead, but she was found dead in her car in her yard in front of her house. And they don't know how she was killed, but it's not a suicide. And they don't know who killed her. But the catch 22 is she's currently in a lawsuit where she is suing Mayweather for $20 million. Now, I asked myself, my personal life, okay, this man, this is the billionaire. Why would he kill somebody for $20 million when he's a billionaire? Especially if somebody you supposed to got kids with, you done loved and all this kind of stuff. Like, what's the tea with that? Why would you kill them over $20 million? But, not saying he killed her, but if he did kill her, the reason would be because once you get sued for some shit successfully, other bitches can then get behind them and sue you as well. So let's say, even though $20 million is not a lot of money, let's say he was successfully sued and the lawsuit went through. Then he turned around and have the issue where the wife is the new wife and all these women, because he has a lot of women that have allegations against him of abuse. So she sued him for abuse, and now all the women that have said that he beat them can come around and sue him for the same abuse, because obviously the courts believe he's a beater because he's been successfully sued for abusing the woman. And furthermore, he went on TV and said that when they were together, he didn't beat her. He was trying to restrain her from drug use because she was on drugs. But her own son, who denounced his own daddy, said he didn't want to open the door and let his daddy in the house when his daddy beat the hell out of his mama in front of him. You know, the police said that's public record. So I don't know. I'm not saying that he killed her, because how would I know? I wasn't there. But at the same time, I'm saying that's very suspicious. That's a very interesting situation. And if my mother, if my wife should beat the hell out of my mama and then she ended up dead in a lawsuit, I would feel a way. Currently, the police are still investigating, but it doesn't look like Mr. Mayweather is one of their suspects. And with $1 billion, I wouldn't be a suspect either, bitch, because why would I be a suspect? If a bitch was looking at me, I would slide them some a little the other way, and I wouldn't have went out there and killed nobody myself if I had $1 billion. Anyway, that don't make a bit of sense. I wouldn't have went to the boxing match and been fighting. So the warning is to everybody is we have got to be careful in the mates and duration that we choose up in life. You really don't know people until you know people. And it's a very dangerous and sad situation to end up impregnant with child from a bitch who would kill you. Like, not only is that crazy to think about him killing you after y'all have been in love, quote unquote, but then to kill you after you have to be the parent to the child that he has brought into the world. How he'll give a fuck about you, the children, the survivor, none of that shit, all that shit is irrelevant. Bitch, it's $20 million on the line and he's killing you. You know what I mean? Like a billionaire killing you by $20 million. And not just that, ain't taking away his child's own mother. Not saying he did it, just saying that would be if that be the case, that's some very interesting, you know, shit to think about when we choose the people we choose in our lives and the direction that we decide to go when we choose love. Sometimes our choices are guided by the wrong things. And I think particularly in this case, when you are in situations that these Instagram stars, and I don't know if she's an Instagram star, or these girls who are gold diggers who want to be with ballers, end up there. These people that call themselves ballers get money hungry and power hungry, and they get crazy, and they become R. Kelly. And they want to pee on you and tell you that it's loyalty for you to eat 9-year-old pussy and stuff. And by the way, I don't know if y'all heard this, but I read on Facebook today that on Tyler Perry's TV show Sister, there was a grown woman fondling a 9-year-old woman. And I was like, I don't know what the fuck Tyler Perry is thinking with this R. Kelly shit. I mean, I guess in a way it's semi-real, because I guess that did happen at R. Kelly's house, but it's just, don't put that on TV. We just don't need that in our lives. It was a horrible thing to have to watch on fucking WeTV when the women recounted all the shit that R. Kelly did. And we don't want to see it in your bullshit TV show, barely written piece of script ass TV shows, Tyler Perry. That you can, that's another thing. At least come up with some better shit, some original shit. You stealing from R. Kelly. Now, bitch, if you're going to steal from somebody, don't let it be R. Kelly. That was just a disgrace for it itself. But anyway, y'all keep listening to the Man-Made, the Black Transfer Power Hour. I'm your host, Mother Man-Made, and we'll be right back after this commercial break.
Your bitch want party with Cardi. Cardi a body in a Rari. Diamonds all over my body. Shining all over my body. Cardi got your bitch on Molly. Bitch, you ain't gang, you lame. Belly truck laying the lane. Dog the brain. I go insane, insane. I drop a check on the chain. Fuck up a check in the flame. Cardi pick your man, you upset. Cardi got rich, they upset. Cardi put the pussy on offset. Cardi, Cardi be brain on offset. Cardi pick your man, you upset. Cardi got rich, they upset. Cardi put the pussy on offset. Cardi, Cardi be brain on offset. Who got this motherfucker started? Card. Who took your bitch at the party? Card. I took your bitch in the party. Card. Who that be flags and Martian? Card. Who that don't freak in the cut? Card. Who got them freaks in the truck? Card. Then diamonds go hit like a bitch on a bitchy ass bitch. Bitch, you a wanna be caught. Red bottom MJ moonwalk on a bitch. Moonwalking through your clique. I'm moonwalking in the six. 50 with the kit. Moonboxing this bitch. I'm from the motherfucking Bronx. I keep the pump in the trunk. Trunk. Bitch, if you bad, then jump. Jump. Might leave your bitch in the slum. Your bitch wanna party with Card. Cardi a body in a Rari. Diamonds all over my body. Shining all over my body. Cardi got your bitch on Molly. Bitch, you ain't gang, you lame. Belly truck laying the lane. Dog the brain. I go insane, insane. I drop a check on the chain. Fuck up a check in the flame. Cardi pick your man, you upset. Cardi got rich, they upset. Cardi put the pussy on offset. Cardi be brain on offset. Cardi pick your man, you upset. Cardi got rich, they upset. Cardi put the pussy on offset. Cardi be brain on offset.
Your bitch wanna party with a savage 21. Second round savage in the ass. High end cars and fashion 21. I don't eat pussy, I'm fast. On God, I'm a blood, my brother crippin'. Bitch, I'm drippin', ho, you trippin'. Told the waitress I ain't tippin'. I like hot sauce on my chick. On God, I put the rubber off and I put hot sauce on her titty. 21. I'm in a Bentley truck, she keep on suckin' like it's tinted. 21. All these VVS's, nigga, my sperm worth me. On God, the bitch so bad, I popped a Miley before I hit. 21.
Your bitch wanna party with Cardi. Cardi a body in a Rari. Diamonds all over my body. Shining all over my body. Cardi got your bitch on Molly. Bitch, you ain't gang, you lame. Belly truck laying the lane. Dog the brain. I go insane, insane. I drop a check on the chain. Fuck up a check in the flame. Cardi pick your man, you upset. Cardi got rich, they upset. Cardi put the pussy on offset. Cardi be brain on offset. Cardi pick your man, you upset. Cardi got rich, they upset. Cardi put the pussy on offset. Cardi be brain on offset. Step in the bitch with your bitch. Fuck up a check in your bitch. Us in the coupe and them inches. I fuck up a bag at the Fendi. I fuck up a bag in a minute. Who you know drip like this? Who you know build like this? I pop a shit like a dude. Pull up and pop at your crew. Popping that too. They say you basic. I flirt at the rollie with diamonds. I flirt at the paddock and brace it. I got your bitch and she naked. X on the cake when I bake it. I'm switching lanes in the range. Stop at the dick for the brand. Stop at your bitch for your man. Stop at the trap for the fame. I saw them Cardi B. Cardi a frame. Your bitch want party with Cardi. Cardi a body in a Rari. Diamonds all over my body. Shining all over my body. Cardi got my your body. Bitch on Molly. Bitch, you ain't gang, you lame. Belly truck laying the lane. Dog the brain. I go insane, insane. I drop a check on the chain. Fuck up a check in the flame. Cardi pick your man, you upset. Cardi got rich, they upset. Cardi put the pussy on offset. Cardi be brain on offset. Cardi pick your man, you upset. Cardi got rich, they upset. Cardi put the pussy on offset. Cardi be brain on offset.
Welcome back to the Black Transfer Power Hour. I'm your host, Mother Man May, and you are listening to Street Smart Radio. If you want to call in and share your thoughts, opinions, or however you feel, love it, like it, or indifferent, 215-383-3855. Again, that's 215-383-3855. Moving on to our next story for the Black Transfer Power Hour, I just want to bring up the best thing that happened to me on TV this week. Love and Hip Hop Miami. Like, to be honest with y'all, I'm not really a fan of Love and Hip Hop all the time. I'm a hater fan. I watch this shit, but then I complain about how wretched and dumb the people are. But then I watch it again. I'm that fan. And just like, and most of the time, I feel like Love and Hip Hop and Mona and everything that she had going on. But in this particular instance, I really enjoyed Love and Hip Hop, and it was ratchet as ever. It stood up to its level of ratchet and stupidity. It had the same idiots. It's like she found the dumbest people in Miami to fucking record. I couldn't even understand why Natural Nikki, which is, that's another problem I have with Nikki, is like I don't get the Natural Nikki stuff, but we're going to get past that part and come back to that at another time. We stick to the what happened on this particular episode in particular. I laugh most of it. I think Trina cussed that little girl, Natural Nikki or Nappy Nikki or whatever, cussed her the fuck out. And it's so funny because I watched her do an interview with Funk Diva on YouTube. I think it was either yesterday or the day before yesterday, one of them days or whatever. And she explained it. She said that production was messed to her and Joydom was messed to her. So she had this whole idea that she was going to give them entertainment and be entertaining and act a fool. But she was pissed that Trina called her children dirty, which I thought was funny, that she was mad about that after all the things that she said. But I do agree that they probably should, you know, she probably should have called the girl children dirty. It probably was a bit much. And I get that offended her. But at the same time, I feel like, girl, you put like a line in the sand that anything could go. The way you cussed out Trina, the way you cussed out everybody else, made it all good. It's like, why should they hold back or be cute with your opinions of how you feel after you cut the fool? People need to learn to realize that, in the words of my good girl, someone been fucking down here, but like, you can't hurt somebody and when they get you back or get revenge, just decide, oh, you can't get revenge like that, or you can't hit me back that hard, or you can't laugh at me that hard, or whatever the case may be. It's like, well, girl, once we decide that we're going to hit each other, I'll hit you as hard as the fuck I want to. You know, like, it doesn't matter anymore. And I think that's how Trina was looking at it when she called the girl, you know, I don't respect the bitches with kids with braces. When she said that, I was like, oh, that's kind of like, what about your fans? Like, but at the same time, I think it was a no-holds-bar. Like, she was ultimately like, I don't give a fuck kind of shit. And I respect that in a way because it was to a point with the girl clowning. And I done been in that situation. I used to play in reality TV a little bit. And I feel like producers and production will purposely put you in altercations where they know they're going to get a reaction out of you. And if you're going to do reality TV, you have to try to stay away from those scenarios. But if a producer is good at what he's doing or what she's doing, that's a difficult thing to do. And you have to know that you're not friends with them because they're not your friends. I mean, period, they're not. And I think that's what Nikki needed to learn in this situation was, girl, I don't know who in production has you thinking that they had your back or they was your girlfriends, but no, girl, you ain't had no friends in production. They would say you, oh, this was the funniest thing, though. She said that Trick Daddy was the one, not Trina, but Trick Daddy was the one set her up to get jumped by Sukiana, who I love. But she said Trick Daddy set it up. She was like, oh, I didn't really feel Sicky on the phone or whatever. I gave her phone back to production the same day. They kept her phone and held it and made her think I stole it or whatever, and we all played along with it for the show. But no, I didn't steal her phone. She was like, I got 3 phones and I got houses and I'm back home and all this stuff. Then the bitch said she was a massage therapist. And I've been fucking niggas long enough to know that massage therapist with 3 houses is a prostitute. But that's just my opinion. You know, I ain't fucking for no money, so I don't know. But if you ask me, from my experience, massage therapists don't usually have 3 houses. That's some real, you know, exclusive-ass shit right now. I don't know a lot of bitches with three and 4 houses. Houses is expensive. Bitches don't be needing 3 or 4 houses like that. I don't even understand. But it is what it is. I actually enjoyed the interview, but that's probably because of Funk Dineva. She really ain't give me nothing to be like, okay, I get your side. I see where you're coming. She ain't give me that. She gave me, you were stupid. Production did their job, and you didn't know the difference. And that's okay because it's your first season. But she said she'll be back. So I'm going to cross my fingers and hope that when she comes back, we get a different situation and she's learned something, and she, you know, if she is that girl with the three houses and back home stuff, then she brings it to Love Hip Hop Miami, like she said. But I doubt it. I can already see that production only wants her back for the mess. So if she don't give the mess, they're not going to film much of her. If they do, they're not going to show it. Because people don't want to see, I don't think people want to see her prosper at this point. We need something else first. We need to see her be respectful or something first, because we love Trina. I'm from Florida, so, you know, like, I'm all about the Trina trick thing. I used to, like, it's still, like, a thing, like, for me. If we partying or we clubbing or whatever we doing, and they put on Trina and Trick, it's like, it's a sale. So I'm here for it. And I was very disappointed that she talked to my girl like that, and I was glad to see Trina go ahead and cuss her the hell out the way she needed to be cussed the hell out. She could have saved some of them dirty kids' brain space comments, but I respect what it is. And when a bitch get mad, they say what they say. The second best thing I saw on TV, which probably wasn't this week, probably more like last week, was The Tiger King. If you have not seen The Tiger King, it is your job to stop everything you're doing and go and see this fucking Netflix. Borrow your friend Netflix, get the code. If you really need the code, do whatever you got to do, because Tiger King, the documentary, is fucking amazing. And Joe Exotic should be released from jail, and Kara Baskins or Bastion or whatever the lady's name was, I can't remember, whatever her name was, she needed to be the bitch in jail. She definitely killed her husband, if you ask my opinion, allegedly, and by the way. And I'm really thinking that Joe, although he is not a great person, he is not the worst person in this scenario. He was set up. The man who set him up, you see, I don't want to give, like, you know, like spoilers. I don't want to be the spoiler person, but he was definitely set up. It is very obvious. Anybody who sees the documentary can see that he was set up. So I don't know how the fuck the police did, though. That'd be some baffling shit to me. How Netflix do better investigation than the police. So, anyway, but The Tiger King was fucking amazing. It did not inspire me to want to do shit with tigers or have shit to do with wild animals, crocodiles, or any of those chimpanzee, monkey-like, killer-ass things. But I enjoyed it, and I loved it. And I will probably watch it again. I don't know. let me see what else was good this week. I just seen How to Get Away with Murder. Just came back. Amazing TV. RuPaul's Drag Race. I usually talk about Sherry Pie every week, but I don't give a fuck about Sherry Pie this week. She was there. Aiden Vane is going home on Drag Race, which was a disappointment and a good thing all in one. So there you have it. That's the weekly report for what's going on TV. So keep listening to the Man Made and Power Hour. We'll be back right back with more information, more shit that's going down, more Black Trans and Power topics.
Go figure, you were the trigger. You brought me to an obstructive view when you knew the picture was bigger. Who am I kidding? Knew from the beginning you'd ruin everything. You do it every time. You are my enemy. You are no friend of mine, motherfucker. You motherfucking right. You motherfucking right. I'm bitter. You motherfucking right. I'm triggered. You motherfucking right. I wanna fuck you right now. I just turned the lights out now. And you know when the sun go down, that's when it would all go down. Been a minute, been a while. And nobody hit it since you with it. You know you always know what to do with it. But ain't no me and you without you in it. Damn, I'm about to burn this bitch down. Think I need to lie down. Cause I'm not trying to wild out now. But right now, might fuck around and go crazy on cuz. Might fuck around, have to pay me in blood.
This ain't the way that you want it. Might catch a case in this bitch. Don't let me catch you face to face in this bitch. Dying my heart, it's not to disrespect you. After what you did, man, what you expected? You motherfucker, you motherfucking right. You motherfucking right, I'm bitter. You motherfucking right, I'm triggered. You motherfucking right, tryna let the time slide. Yeah. Tryna let the time go by. Tryna let the time heal all. Tryna let the time kill all of our memories. All you've been to me. All that history. All that history. I'll calm down eventually. Fall back eventually. Please call me back eventually. Fall back. Cause when I get mad, I get big mad. Should've never did that, get back. About to feel the wrath of a menace in my bag and my feelings. I'm a bad little bitch, and I'm triggered when I see your face. Triggered when I hear your name. Triggered, I am not okay. You need to stay out my way. Triggered when I see your face. Triggered when I hear your name. Triggered, I am not okay. You need to stay out of my way. You need to stay out of my way. Yeah. You need to stay out of my way.
Welcome back to the Black Trans Empower Hour. I am your host, Mother Man May, and you are listening to Street Smart Radio. If you want to call in with your thoughts, opinions, and share just how you're feeling this evening, please call 215-383-3855. Again, that's 215-383-3855. So for the Black Trans Empowerment News, I don't have an empowerment story for you this evening, but I will bring you Black Trans News. News flash, breaking news, in case you haven't heard. Black trans woman murdered. Murdered. Oh, can you believe it? This never happens. Black trans, NYPD, why wouldn't say NYCD? NYPD say transgender woman stabbed in the neck in Harlem early Saturday morning. Police say the 33-year-old victim was stabbed at the corner of East 128th Street and 3rd Avenue around 1:30 a.m. When officers arrived, the woman was stabbed in the neck and the transporter left on a school nearby. She was pronounced dead once transported to the hospital. The NYPD believes the suspect, a male in his 20s, fled on a scooter. This is horrifying, the article says. My heart breaks for this woman and for her family. We will find the person responsible for this hideous crime and bring them to justice. New York City stands with our trans community now and always, Mayor Bill de Blasio tweeted Saturday afternoon. The victim's identity was not released by officials. Thanks for the tweet, Bill. It was nice of you to tweet that you were standing with us. In light of the tragedy of coronavirus, I guess I won't hold him. I won't hold his feet to the fire too bad, but it's not like he cared. I can't say that anybody does. This story was in the back of things. Nobody thought about her. Nobody talked about her. She was just another victim that was murdered on the street and left for dead. And it's so awful because she was stabbed in the neck. Like, that's some weird-ass shit. And I don't think, and rumor has it, you know, I always say rumor because I'm never there. I stay home. I don't want to get corona. But rumor has it that it was a trans woman who stabbed her over a wig. And I don't know that to be true, but I pray that that is not the situation. I really pray that we aren't killing each other over a wig, which makes me feel super guilty because the wig drop was supposed to be like a couple days ago. She could have got a wig at the wig drop. Girl, like, hold on. I know we're not doing that. I know we're not carrying in this way. So I'm going to send her family love and just keep her in our prayers. I want to tell you her name, but I don't want to get it wrong. I don't want to be wrong. I didn't personally know her. And a lot of the information I have about her is hearsay and Facebook. And as you can see, we can't trust Facebook. So I'm just not going to repeat things I've seen on Facebook. But if you want to know, you can look up the story and see if you know her, if you want to try to figure out who she is, or whatever you would say. The story is posted. It's called Court and Crimes. The paper, the article, or the blog or whatever is the New York 4. So you can look on there if you want to read more about it and find out more about who she is. If you might be concerned, that's all I can give you, all the facts that we have about her. So that's just another sad story. As you can see, as a black trans women, our murders don't matter. Lorena, who died of COVID, when she died, I was very surprised to see it on the news because so often they don't even mention or bring up or care that we're being murdered. So I guess in this scenario, because she lost a lot to the epidemic, it was newsworthy, but I was excited to see that. Not that she died, I was really sad that she passed away, but I was excited to see that people were actually giving time and attention and grace to her life. Because even the transgender women who don't participate in what people would consider a normative lifestyle, even those who live a very rough or thug or street or crime infested lifestyle, those people deserve grace in their life too. You never know what people are going through, what they've been through, and why they've made the choices they've made. Sometimes people don't even know why they make the choices they make. Sometimes it takes a maturity in us and a growth in us and a wisdom that we have to come to find to understand why we make some of the choices that we've made in life, why we choose some of the people that we choose, why we accept less than for so long, or why we expect more than so often. We have to really come to terms with what we've been through and our own experiences and how they've affected us before we can understand a lot about our own selves. So we cannot shun people away because they have different experiences or because they have lived different lives, they've done different things. We have to be open to embracing forgiveness not in every situation, I can't say that, but in the most of the situations that we tackle in life, we have to be open to embracing forgiveness because ultimately, as people, we will all be there. We will all be needing that. And we won't be able to be human and not ever come in that scenario where we need forgiveness for something in some way, somehow. So we have to be open to giving it the same way we are open to receiving it. And whatever this woman stabbed on the street in her neck in murder was going through, whatever situation or scenario that led her or left her in that kind of turmoil, we have to be open to understanding and stop writing people off and feeling like it's not able to happen to you or happen, you don't understand it because you haven't been through it. So, like I said, I'm sending love and light her way. And wishing her family the best and all of those good things like that. Y'all keep listening to the Black Trans Empower Hour. I'm Mother Man May. Y'all get ready to call in 215-383-3855, and I'll be right back. Okay, what time it is?
Talk my shit, yeah. Get into the money, you can't stop this shit. Last time I asked why they hate on me, but now they hating niggas wanna join my team. I'm everything that they vision, you have
And just like the sun, I promise you gon' shine. You gon' make me call the gang and they gon' come get rid of you. Ain't worried about a nigga, promise I don't envy you. Put the money on the table, nigga, like the rent was due. Now I double up my cup and now I'm drinking syrup juice. I swear I'm never telling nigga I'ma pick the fist. So I ain't the one to ask if you looking for a tip. I told them hating niggas you can get up off my dick. That chopper got a kick, it'll make a nigga flip. These niggas got me twisted, I ain't talking no dread. Told them I'ma bust it open, let me get in your legs. I be strapped just like a pistol that you don't wanna press. And I got niggas in my pocket and I promise they dead. The women love it when I
listening to the Black Trans and Power Hour. I am your host, Mother Man Bay, and you are listening to Street Smart Radio. Y'all remember to call in and talk to me sometimes. I get so bored talking to myself. I be wanting to know what other people think out there in the world. Listeners, please call in. I'm here every week, Friday, Saturday night, one of them nights, I don't know. I'll be here with the Black Trans and Power Hour news. Remember, the Black Trans and Power Hour is about the opinion of a black trans woman giving it to you from a powerful place. Please join me each and every week at the Black Trans and Power Hour. I am your host, Mother Man May. I'm going to give this number one more time because nobody ever calls in. And I really want people to call in because I want to know who I'm talking to. What does the audience sound like? What are you thinking? How do you feel about what I'm talking about? What topics would you like to hear me embrace or talk about? Because I have a lot of shit to say. And I want to know if you like my opinion. Even if you don't, I would love to hear it. 215-383-3855. Thank y'all for listening to the Black Trans and Power Hour, and I will see y'all next week. Thank you.
Why did you do this? Nah, fuck that. Why did they do this? Name a nigga did what I did. Name a nigga been where I been. No cap, speak all facts. I live rap, I don't act. And you already know that 15 years in. Do you need to see the Kodak? Get the picture and the whole deck. Who got the crown in West Virginia? Nigga, I own that. King of the hills, man, let's be real. That's how I feel, fuck it, I said it. That's a big pill, prescription fill. Call me Bill, y'all know what it's headed. God gave me the wit, and I said the will. Word on my craft, perfected my skill. Bridges don't burn, bridges will build. Waiting my turn, now the king is here. I'ma tell it backwards, I was just with future. Switching up a backward, think about my future. Capture what I'm after, how to maneuver and get to it faster. Law of attraction, recognize the passion. Plus confidence, you gotta wear it like fashion. Roll the riches, check the dash, cause I'm matching. Little fish in the sea, the goat is to catch her. Big fish filled up in the quick trip. General since Stonewall, I was in six. Did a talent show, West Side Tunes had a lit. Second place, hell nah, my buddies had a fit. Goddamn, told me I couldn't, I told him I can't. Said I wasn't a star, but I know who I am. Now my shit is dope and you can't understand. And I throw you the rope, I think you pull me in. Mr. DeVian said you prove me wrong. Miss West Virginia was calling my phone. Both had a crown, so we both got along. There's no other feeling like going back home. Act right on the radio, playing my song. Since hip-hop boot camp, time has flown. Left West Virginia, still reppin' strong. Charleston gon' remember me when I'm gone. Hey, name a nigga did what I did. Name a nigga been where I been. No cap, speak all facts. I live rap, I don't act. And you already know that 15 years in. Do you need to see the Kodak? Get the picture and the whole deck. Who got the crown in West Virginia? Nigga, I own that.
King of the hills, man, let's be real. That's how I feel, fuck it, I said it. That's a big pill, prescription feel. Call me Bill, y'all know what it's headache. God gave me the wit, and I took the wheel. Word on my craft, perfected my skill. Bridges don't burn, bridges reveal. Waiting my turn, now the king is here. Mel told me if anybody make it, it'll be me. I can't wait till he see me on TV. Same time, B.A. told me at the B-Say. Then hit me 500, first trip to the A. No plan B, just like we gon' see. Selling CD while the tank on E. F'd up, G's next up. The struggle stress us, God bless us. Mama's a preacher, my dad is a teacher. Stood in the game, but born a leader. I don't want fans, I need believers. I say it again, I need ya, I need ya. I need ya, I need ya. I need ya, I need ya. I need ya, 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 do thick and thin. When crabs in the bucket, nobody win. Me and SG hit the toy cutter. Somewhere in this city, somewhere in Kentucky. Them janky promoters, they took our money. Them shitty shows had us looking dummy. They cut told us keep the engine running. Never came back until the early morning. Where have you been? Where are we going? By one it's so bad. I'm learning and growing, I don't give a damn. Do what it takes for the fam. Tunisia, Tiana, and Tika and Graham. Mom, dad, cousin, friends, vegan, but I'm going ham. Gotta eat dinner, peace, mentality, you don't understand. Name a nigga did what I did. Name a nigga been where I been. No cap, speak all facts. I live rap, I don't act. And you already know that 15 years in. Do you need to see the Kodak? Get the picture and the hold that. Who got the crown in West Virginia? Nigga, I own that. King of the hills, man, let's be real. That's how I feel, fuck it, I said it. That's a big pill, prescription fill. Call me Bill, y'all know what it's headache. God gave me the wit, and I took the wheel. Word on my craft, perfected my skill. Bridges don't burn, bridges will build. Waiting my turn, now the king is here. Everybody in SC, no mindless. Everybody in West V, no timeless. Ran with the best, the finest. Days I won't forget, please rewind. Down with the school, with the practice in the dungeon. Always turning nothing into something. Always at the high school party, jumping. Opened up for Jeezy, we were youngins. I'ma push it to the max, whole city on my back. Finna pick up all the slack, finna run up all the stats. 96% white, 4% black. So if I ain't got y'all, I ain't got Jack. Still red, that blue and gold, colors never get old. No matter where I go, I'm singing country roll, letting everybody know. I done been to the highs, seen all the lows. Only way to survive is a dream and the goals. Gotta put your pride aside if you wanna get chose. I would walk the studio up in the coat. If I didn't make it, then I probably froze. Now I'm in Magic City with C-No. Switching bitches like remote control, round and round like merry-go. I took the chances that you didn't, so gotta get credit, give it all to God. He the one did it, beat all the odds, and I don't even sweat it. You hate it before you played it, you're forgiven. BD left banana, Phoenix risen. Third eye open, tunnel vision. Do it for the future, for the children. Seen I was able, so I'm willing. No ceiling. Name a nigga did what I did. Name a nigga been where I been. No cap, speak all facts. I live rap, I don't act. And you already know that 15 years in. Do you need to see the Kodak? Get the picture and the hold that. Who got the crown in West Virginia? Nigga, I own that. King of the hills, man, let's be real. That's how I feel, fuck it, I said it. That's a big pill, prescription fill. Call me Bill, y'all know what it's headache. God gave me the wit, and I took the wheel. Word on my craft, perfected my skill. Bridges don't burn, bridges will build. Waiting my turn, now the king is here.
Man made.
Bitch, don't try me, ho. Bad like a villain, I pop it and then I reload. All the best things in life come for free, but don't you think that applies to me? I do what I want, cause I know that I'm hot. Ain't a damn, but you know how I rock. Don't need no paper to give you a chop. Took me to dinner, then I took a mile. I like it when you call me crazy, long as you keep calling, baby. Chicken speak that I know how to shoot. Don't you get if I pointed at you? Broke up with my ex, dumped him in the text. Would wish you the best, but I already left. Date night with my bitches, get real twisted. You know what you could do? Get my ass a bunch of kisses.
My pear-shaped all dripped up, it's freezing in my body. Oh, I'm the Ghostbusters. I'm the Ghostbusters. Something better me, I ain't afraid to catch a cat. BBS is on me and I flood it out.
range, and I can take a hit. I ain't scared of the pain, and I don't really bang, but I came with the gang. And if you get too close, I might snatch off your chain. Oh, you want me to be a little more ladylike? Come through with my girls and beat your ass on ladies' night. Hey, you don't wanna go toe to toe with my pedicure. Everyone you know be like, bro, how you handle her? Diamonds on my new boyfriend, so that mean I will never ever fuck with you again, and I ain't never need them, so it's so easy to leave them. Watch. All these diamonds dancing, know that you can't stand this. Bands on my hands like a bands on my bandage. Look at all these rocks, rocks, rocks. Take some steps and watch, watch, watch. All these diamonds dancing, know that you can't stand this. Bands on my hands like a bands on my bandage. I'm so close, best friend.
They got a time for me. Help you get through it. Real life block shit. We in here. Pop a wop in the daytime. That's that block life. Live life, cause I remember that box life. Hey, damn, wishing on a star. And I just hope I come home, even if I'm hard. Might get down here and do the same thing. Rob a nigga for the same chain. Cause I'm going through the same thing. And to make it worse, my mom's died. My mom's is all I had, so you know I die when my mom's died. They ain't make it easier. That just made me greasier. And I'm out here getting crazier. Pop a wop and get dangerous. You know, hot, that's my brother, so he ride up for the both of us. Ain't night we on go, go, go. My mind is really gone, so I don't really know, no, no. The right's from the wrongs, and it's just a low blow, though. But I've been fucking on bro, low ho. And hell no, but what's a low blow, though? When life is short, when you got the bull in your court, and you just following your heart. Sunny days turn into rain, all I know is pain. Since my mama died, I ain't been the same shit. I'm really changing. It's a life lesson, so tell me how I'm supposed to count blessings. When they took my heart, so every day I sin. Beat a nigga in his chin, make him feel the pain that I feel with them. Silly grin, you know I'm going wet. I've been real all my life, these other niggas play pretend. We like, bruh, tell me how the fuck you scared. Been living in the same city since forever, yeah. Been rolled up with the same hoodie since my brother dead. We can't make it for real till it got real. Then 10% your bill is half a mil. So you got no choice but to sit back, relax and chill. Think about it, was it really rip that feel? Was it really rip that drill? Tell me, Duke, was it really real? Was it really worth that kill? Was it really worth your life in the county? No visits, no court, no bail, no mail. Was it really worth that cell? Was it really worth that cell? Was it really worth that cell? Tell me, was the beef really real? Still screaming free, man. Sometimes I stay awake, my nigga. Sometimes when I don't sleep in days, so I just lay in days, my nigga. In days, that's what happens when life hits. You know it's crazy when you trust a bitch. You fuck with her cause she real, then you find out that she just a bitch. The man telling you that he a hit, and somehow, some way she failed to mention that shit. Now he got some hate up in his blood, claiming he don't fuck with her, but she don't really fuck with him. This nigga all up in love, threw my dick all in the dirt. Must have got his feeling hurt. Tell me, was it worth a bitch in a skirt? Was it really worth that dirt? Was it really worth? Was it really worth your face on a motherfucking shirt? Was it really worth that dirt? They throw my dick in the dirt.
Yeah.
Was it really worth that though?
Man-made.